This is WSFI Spotlight, a conversation with Catholics living in the light.
Welcome to this episode of WSFI Spotlight. I'm Bill Snyder, and the music you were just listening to was Be Love by local Catholic recording artist Anna Nuzzo. She is one of my guests today, along with Catholic inspirational speaker Nancy Salerno. Welcome, ladies, to the program.
Thanks, Bill.
It's great to have both of you back on WSFI. And so, Anna, why don't you tell me a little bit about the Be Love song?
The Be Love song is one of the first songs I've written, and it's on my first album, Be Love, the title track, obviously. It's a peppier song and just basically talks about God's plan for all of us is to be love, be kind to others, and just even a small gesture like smiling to someone can really help brighten someone's day. And this song has become the theme for my dear friend Nancy Salerno's talks that we are going on tour now and to various parishes, and we speak about being loved to others.
That's right, the Be Love Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that so cool? I've always wanted to be on tour, but
we need a roadie.
Yeah, right. Well, so Nancy, tell me a little bit about the Be Love Tour and tell me how you met Anna and this music. It's so inspirational, but just tell me a little bit about that.
Anna and I met at a Christian family marriage night through our parish, and was a gathering of couples that we would get together and learn about the gospel and learn about our life as married couples. And that's how we really got to know each other. And of course, I have known Anna with her beautiful voice singing for our parish for many years. But what happened actually was I did a Marian consecration, which really changed my life. And I went to a Women of Christ conference, which I never would have thought I would have attended before, just never had the opportunity or really knew much about it. But with Anna's urging and some other of our friends from St. Anne's, went and had a life-changing encounter with the Holy Spirit, which has changed my life. And I was actually told to go out and spread the word about my son, Nicholas, who has cerebral palsy. And sat down and wrote a true story about him, and wrote it in about an hour, and was given the opportunity to speak at our parish. And Anna heard the talk, and she said, "Whenever you speak, could I sing for you?" And I was astounded, because it was, of course, I mean, she's just so beautiful inside and out, and for her to lend her beautiful voice to my story is an amazing gift. But I know truly in my heart it was God's plan.
I know that you have been speaking quite a bit, Nancy, recently, and just finished a few parish missions for the Lenten season. I want to ask you just about the reception. It's not something that you necessarily hear a lot about in the Catholic Church, is disability. That's something that we don't hear a ton about. And think of Divine Mercy Cenacle for this year of Divine Mercy, or we think about mega Catholic speakers that come into parishes for missions. But there's got to be something so incredible about the Lenten mission that's given by you, just talking about the disability and about the joy and all of those things that are incorporated in your story. You want to just talk about some of the reactions and some of the things people are saying about you and about the story and about Nicholas, because it's very, very inspiring.
Well, thank you. It is very inspiring, although I never thought of myself as inspiring or our life as inspiring. Nicholas is inspiring. There's no doubt about that. And it is really a story of great mercy for me, because I struggled with it for 18 years of being a special needs mother. It was not an easy road for me. And I did receive actually a message from the Lord that changed my life, and it was His mercy. It was God's mercy that was bestowed upon me. I get to be Nick's mom, and it's a great honor to be his mom. And the light of Christ shines very, very bright through Nicholas, and he has changed so many people in his short life of 20 years that has trickled down on many levels to many, many people. And I think it's a Psalm, I can't remember the name, I think 129 or 139, about how he was created and my womb for a reason. And that is very, very true with Nick. It wasn't exactly how I wanted things to work out, but God had a grand design for Nick to be on this earth and change the hearts and minds of many, many people. And Anna and I hear this every time we are finished speaking. People that didn't know what to expect or how to feel, or didn't even know sometimes why they were there, but just felt called to hear me speak, leaving with such a different attitude. And as Anna had mentioned earlier, how simple it is to change someone's life by just a small smile or a simple gesture that can make or break someone's day and sometimes a life.
It truly is beautiful. And I want to ask you, I know that Nicholas is a very smart, intelligent person, and one of the things that he gets drawn into every year over at St. Anne's, or at least the past 3 years, I believe, is the Stations of the Cross. And you want to talk a little bit about the Stations and
sure.
and just what it's like to see him play Jesus?
Well, it's astounding, actually, and you have to understand, Nicholas, for the viewers that don't know, he has a very rare form of cerebral palsy. He cannot speak. He cannot independently have the use of his arms and legs, but his mind is actually fine, and he has made all his life choices with his eyes. He's from picking out his clothes that he'll wear to school to who he decided was going to be the brain surgeon to work on his precious head. He's made all his life choices with his eyes. So you can imagine how astounded we were when Richard Sosa, the music director at St. Anne's, our parish, asked if Nick would play Jesus in the Stations of the Cross. I knew Nick would probably say yes because he's a giant ham, and he did. I just had no idea how they were going to go about doing this. And I stayed out of the rehearsals. I let my husband and Nick and my other children, who were also asked to be in it, work it out. And I have to tell you that it was really amazing and astounding. And people that see it say they have never looked at the cross in that same way again. I mean, it is just very, very, it's his portrayal of Jesus is quite amazing. So much so that he actually was chosen by Milwaukee Herald newspaper to be one of the 10 most inspirational stories of 2014. So Nicholas actually had the honor of having lunch with the Archbishop, and that was quite a moment in his life.
I'm sure, what an honor.
It was, definitely, yes.
So Anna, tell me a little bit more about working with Nancy and just the chemistry and what goes into an evening or a presentation with both of you.
Well, Nancy, if you have the joy to know her or the pleasure of coming to one of her talks, she wears her heart on her sleeve, and you can't help but fall immediately in love with her. And when you see the pictures that she incorporates into her talk, she has this amazing slideshow that shows the story of her life, of meeting her husband and the four children that end up becoming part of their lives. It's so beautiful and so moving, and I cry every time I tell her. We've done our Beloved event several times for the past couple of years, and I cannot finish an event without tearing up at least once. It's so inspiring, and she's actually inspired me to share a little bit of my story as well. So now I'm also talking about how the Marian consecration has changed my life and some things that are happening with me, but she's a huge inspiration. And basically what our events take about an hour, so it's very easy on the ears and on the eyes and a very user-friendly, if you will. And I start off by singing a couple songs that Nancy chose of my album for me to sing. I begin with a prayer song, usually a Marian prayer song, because she's so near and dear to our hearts, usually the Memorare. And then I sing Falling on My Knees, which can relate to many, many people's life stories. Just a time in your life where you have to
finally realize that you're not in control, and you give it up, and you let it go, and you let God at the foot of the cross. And that's what that song is about. And then Nancy proceeds with her amazing, inspiring story about her son, Nicholas. And then I finish with my beloved song. And the past couple of times we've done this, we've received a standing ovation, and it's just been such a blessing, and just spreading this message to be love by example of her son Nicholas can really change the world.
And so, it's so easy to do too. Mm-hmm. It's not hard.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's amazing to listen to you two talk just about how easy it can be. And just for our listeners, I want to remind them that they're listening to WSFI Spotlight today. My guests are Anna Nuzzo, local Catholic recording artist, and also Nancy Salerno, inspirational Catholic speaker. Ladies, we have to take a short break here on WSFI Spotlight. Time always flies when you're having this much fun. So we'll take a short break and come back and continue our conversation with you. And stay tuned for the Memorari, because that's what will kick us off here in the second half.
Looking at term life insurance? Consider life insurance from Catholic Financial Life and see how we put Catholic values in action. To learn more, call Matt Tomlinson at 847-548-MATT. 847-548-6288.
WSFI Catholic Radio needs your financial support. Donate to us online at WSFIRadio.org or mail your donation to P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048.
Hello, I'm Joe Scheidler, host of Pro Life Today on WSFI Catholic Radio 88.5 FM. It's a half-hour conversation with leaders in the pro-life movement committed to protecting the most vulnerable among us. That's every Monday at 3:30 p.m. Or listen anytime by subscribing to our podcast. Visit WSFIRadio.org for more information. That's Pro Life Today, every Monday at 3:30 p.m. only on WSFI Catholic Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this episode of WSFI Spotlight. Today, my guests are Anna Nuzzo, local Catholic recording artist, who you just heard the beautiful Memorari, and also she is joined by Nancy Salerno, inspirational Catholic speaker, both members of St. Anne's Parish here in Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin. And we were just talking all about your Beloved tour and the inspirational story that Nicholas is, Nancy's son. But I want to change to the Divine Mercy tune a little bit here. You just heard the beautiful Memorari, but one of the things that listeners hear on our station each and every weekend is the Divine Mercy Chaplet sung by you, Anna. That has a pretty amazing story. Do you want to give us the highlights?
Sure. Well, Bill, you're part of the story, as you know. I wrote the song called Divine Mercy a couple of years ago based on St. Faustina's two prayers in the chaplet. But little did I know, 2 years later, I would be called to write the entire chaplet. And that came about through yourself, and you just came right out and asked me, hey, would you ever consider composing a Divine Mercy chaplet that we could play here on air? And I didn't even have to think twice. I just thought, yes, absolutely, what a wonderful idea. So when I went home to start composing this, I then was, it dawned on me that I wrote a Divine Mercy song already, and that song ended up becoming the thread for the entire chaplet 2 years later. And so the whole piece came together rather quickly and beautifully. And today I'm just so blessed to have the ability to have created CDs and spread my chaplet throughout the world. And most recently to have been invited to sing at the National Shrine of Divine Mercy in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. I still can't believe it. I still ask my husband to pinch me, because just the graces that have come through this CD, in my wildest dreams, I never, ever would have imagined. My husband and my children are coming with me, and I'll be singing April 2nd and 3rd in Stockbridge, not only for the masses, but for the pre-liturgy concert. So that's an hour before the Mass on Sunday, and I'll be singing the Memorari, what you just heard, as well as many of my other songs, and along with Jessica Romisher, who is a fantastic pianist and author that they've paired me up with out east, and we've begun a beautiful relationship and friendship as well through our music. So again, another grace that has come through the mercy of our Lord, and I'm just ecstatic and so excited to be able to minister and worship with 20,000 people there.
Well, and we'll all be thinking of you and praying for you back here at home. I know Nicholas is very close with the Divine Mercy Chaplet. As a matter of fact, after school every day at 3 o'clock, he goes to the cross and does Divine Mercy every single day, 3 o'clock, before he does anything else. And
that's beautiful.
We'll be with you in spirit, and we know it's going to be wonderful, Anna. So, and
thank
you know,
you.
Nicholas will be watching, and
oh, that's right,
very excited to see his.
Yes, it'll be on
beloved
EWTN.
Anna.
Yeah, that's another. No pressure. It'll be broadcast around the world on EWTN. So check your local listings. But I'm so blessed to have friends with me there and at home that will be praying with us in spirit. So.
And the beautiful chaplet, I just want to say, airs each and every Saturday, Sunday, and Solemnity here at 3 o'clock p.m.
So you can see how lucky I am and how blessed I am to have Anna sing for me whenever I speak.
Listeners may be able to get a taste of it, but I certainly get the most is the joy and the just the incredible spirit that is here in the studio. Oh. Because you really are love, and you're teaching people how to be love in your witness, and it's such an incredible, simple, beautiful witness, and that you're going to be doing a few more times. You're constantly doing it, but giving this special presentation. So when do you have things coming up for us?
Well, on April 19th, which is a Tuesday, we will be at Mount Carmel in Kenosha, Wisconsin, doing the Beloved tour, and then we'll be repeating it on May 7th, which is a Saturday, very near and dear to me, in Brighton County at St. Francis, and they're also, it's a co-parish with St. Xavier, and that will be at 2 p.m.
Excellent, excellent. Father, those on May 7th are at Father Russ Arnett's parish, who is our chaplain for the Milwaukee Archdiocese here at WSFI. So WSFIers that listen to us, please make sure you go out and see both Nancy and Anna perform and speak. I have heard the talk, and I don't know if it's been taken a different form.
Oh, yes, it's grown. It's all due to Nicholas, of course, and our Lord.
Yeah, of course. But it's a beautiful witness, and
Thank you.
Something that definitely can be enriching spiritually, especially during the Easter season. So, I mean, obviously that's going to be during the Easter season, and dates are during the Easter season. So yes. How about, I always kind of ask this, and I'm sure I've asked this to both of you before, but driving around in the car, we hear from a multitude of different people in all different walks of life and struggling and doing really well in their faith. I always ask guests to maybe provide a little bit of hope for that person that is struggling and some advice to grow for those people who are looking to grow.
Well, my advice would be to never, ever give up hope. You can't give up hope. Things will happen. You have to believe that they'll happen. And I highly recommend, and I'm sure Anna will agree with this, is to do a Marian consecration and go to our mother and ask her to help you. She will not fail you in this. You will find that she can wrap her arms around you and she will help lift you out of your despair. I can guarantee that because I was at that same place that whoever may be listening to was in. And so I can attest that it is true. It is true. She's there for you and she will take you to our Lord's heart and she'll be there for you. So that's what I would recommend, Anna.
Absolutely. Marian consecration first and foremost changed our lives.
Definitely.
Changed so many lives of our dear friends at St. Anne's. And I also, obviously in this year of mercy, but just every year, I urge you to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet at 3 o'clock, which is the hour of great mercy. It's the hour of great mercy because our Lord suffered and died for all of us on the cross at that hour. And there's such power at that hour. And if you've never prayed the chaplet, buy my CD. I created a beautiful guide inside that explains briefly what the chaplet's all about, what mercy's about, who St. Faustina is. And
it's easy to do.
And it's easy. Yeah. And I have a numbered guide on how to pray the chaplet with all the prayers in there. And on my CD, you can pray along, sing along, either the sung version, which takes only 20 minutes, or you can pray along with Father Dan Cambra, who has blessed me to be on my CD, and he recites the chaplet, and there's my instrumental music behind him, and that only takes 9.5 minutes. Put it in your car when you're driving to work or mm-hmm. driving to school or wherever you may be, to pray along with that in the car. I pray so often in the car because I'm always picking my kids up from somewhere or driving them somewhere, and it brings me such peace to know that I'm contemplating our Lord's suffering and he's with us and he loves us all and wants to grant his mercy to everyone and help you. And it's available to all of us. So I just can't urge that enough to just pray the chaplet daily at 3. I have an alarm on my cell phone that goes off at 2:59 every day.
And if you can't do either one of those things, mm-hmm. I say just try to smile. Smile at the next person you see down the street. Smile at the next person that you see in the grocery store. The more you do, the more they feel it. It spreads love. It's just small acts
Absolutely.
Of love to each other. Let someone go first in line.
Yeah.
Let someone pass you on the street in front of your car. Just be kind, and you will see that kindness will be repaid to you.
Great advice, especially as we are in the Easter season. Great time of joy. I just love listening to your voices, and I know why. You guys are such great inspirational speakers and musicians. Listening to you really encourage all of us to simply live a life of grace. And again, there's nothing too difficult to do. Turn on a Divine Mercy chaplet, smile at someone. These things are easy, and you can do them now.
So, right now.
Yes, right now.
After the interview.
Yeah. Of course. All right, yes.
But we're smiling.
Or during, if you're going to smile during.
Right.
All right. So I want to ask, because there might be some people as well out there, past liturgists or youth ministers are sitting there, I'd like to bring these two people to my parish. And how do they go about booking you and your Be Love tour?
They can contact either one of us. They can contact me by email, which is njsal27@gmail.com. So that would be Nancy Jean Sam Apple Larry 27@gmail.com. Or I do have a Facebook page, Nancy Salerno, Inspirational Speaker. Feel free to leave a message there. And Anna?
They can contact me through my website, annanuzzo.com. That's ANNANUZZO.com. And on there also you'll find any other concerts and events that I'm doing internationally, as well as they can find where they can purchase or preview my CDs. They're available many local Catholic bookstores. They're available at Holy Hill, Marytown, out at the National Shrine of Divine Mercy, and then online.
She's everywhere now.
It's so great.
It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
It's
so wonderful to see it grow for her, too.
Unfortunately, it is time to wrap up this interview. Thank you so much for being here and sharing your joy and your faith with all of
our
listeners
pleasure.
Here.
Thanks, Bill. Thank you so much.
We will take you out with what else but Be Loved. This has been an episode of WSFI Spotlight. Until next time, from all of us here at WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, I'm Bill Snyder. Thank you so much, and God bless.
All our lives and the people that we meet are part of God's plan for you and for me. We're being cleansed to become molded by our experience He has unfolded. This is His plan from above.
WSFI Spotlight. For more information on this or any other program, email info@wsfiradio.org.